We're up to Simen Sadi Dalet in Hilchas Tefillah, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sif Aleph. Bekumo lihispaler. When he gets up to Davin, im hoya only bechutz loretz, if a person was standing in chutz loretz, yachzir ponov keneged Eretz Yisrael, he should physically turn his head to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara learns it out of the pasuk of yispalu elecha derech artzom, that all tefillah goes through Eretz Yisrael. V'yechavein gam liyushalayim ulamikdash loveis kodshei hakadoshim. And in your mind, you should have kavana that not only are you facing Eretz Yisrael, but you're also facing Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kodshei HaKadoshim. Hoya omid be'Eretz Yisrael. What if he's in Eretz Yisrael? So there, physically, yachzir ponav keneged Yerushalayim. He should physically face Yerushalayim. V'yichavein gam l'mikdash l'beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the kavana in the mind should include the Mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoya omid be'Yerushalayim. Yachzir ponav l'mikdash. He's standing in Yerushalayim, so physically he has to turn towards the Mikdash. V'yichavein gam ken l'beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. His kavana should be to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoya omid achorei HaKaporis. What if he is standing behind the Kaporis? Machzir ponav l'Kaporis. So he turns his head to the Kaporis. Now, what's meant by he's standing achorei HaKaporis? So this halacha, bizman hamikdash, meant that if you were standing inside, you were in Har HaBayis, you're actually inside the complex of the Beis HaMikdash, but past the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there, instead of facing Mizrach the way everyone else was, you would have to turn around, and instead of facing Mariv like everybody else was, everybody was standing from the Mizrach side, from the Shar HaMizrach on, facing towards Mariv where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. You are in Mariv and have to turn around and face Mizrach. Bizman HaZeh, we don't stand there, so it means on the outside. So for example, at the Kosel Maravi, we are on the western side of the Beis HaMikdash, so there one faces east. Whereas if one's on the other side of the Beis HaMikdash, if one's on the other side outside Har HaBayis, there he would have to face Mariv and not Mizrach. Now the Gemara has limudim for all of these psukim, that we learned v'spalu elecha derech artzom feretz Yisrael, v'spalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta is referring to Yerushalayim, v'spalu el habayis hazeh referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash everyone daven towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Siv Beis, im ispalu l'ruach mishar ruchos. The Mechaber now tells us, what if you were davening to a different direction? Now, this is difficult to understand. If you just told us that you're mechuyev to daven towards Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, why is a person standing with his face in another direction? So, Lamaisa, the Poskim bring down that this is referring to a halacha that we're going to see a little more about later in the Ramah. The Gemara tells us, Harotza lahachkin yadrin. If someone wants to be zocha to chachma, then during tefillah he should face south. Lahashir, if he wants osher, if he wants to be rich, he wants to be wealthy, yatspin, he should face north. So in the Machaber will be talking about a case of someone who was chosen to face one of these directions because he wants chachmo or osher. We'll see exactly what to do with this Gemara a little later. Another case is that he is riding on a donkey, where we're going to see that the halakha is he doesn't have to turn around, he just davens the way he is riding, facing whatever direction he is going in. So what is the halacha of somebody who's in spal ruach misharuchas? Yitzadei ponov litzad Eretz Yisrael imu b'chutz loretz, v'Yerushalayim imu b'Eretz Yisrael, v'lamikdash imu b'Yerushalayim. Although his body is in whatever other direction, whether it's tzofen, dorim, or whatever direction he's traveling in, he should at least turn his head so that his head is facing Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hago, says the Ramah, v'onu, referring to Ashkenazim, Shemarzirin Panenu Lemizrach. Why is it that Ashkenazim were always facing Mizrach? Mipnei Sha'onu Yoshvim B'marova Shel Eretz Yisrael. Because we are living west of Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza Panenu L'Eretz Yisrael. By facing west, we're facing Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramah now, Einosim Moka Ma'orim V'tzanat Tfilah Neged Zrichas Hashemesh Mamesh Yizero Derech Haminim. We make sure that even though we have to daven facing Mizrach, because we're towards the west of Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Aron Kodesh should not be directly in Mizrach where the sun rises, because that's what the Minim do, people who were davening to the sun. Rak mechavnin neged emtza hayom. What you do is you have to work it out that that midday, that's where the sun is midday, that's what you're facing. But sunrise, at sunrise, it's going to be a bit to the south. The Bir Halacha brings a Lavush, who says that what you do is you measure it by going at sunrise, you wait a little bit, you wait a half hour, you wait a couple of minutes, and see to it that the sun is already moving. Once the sun starts moving already, and it moves in the southern direction, at that point you should be kaveya where the Mizrach is. In other words, the Mizrach should not be due Mizrach, due east, but it should actually be southeast. And the truth of the matter is that most of the Yishuv that they were describing was northwest of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the proper way of davening is southeast anyway. So the Mishneh Berurah talks about the relationship between the way you face and where the Aron Kodesh is. The halacha is that you're supposed to face Mizrach, or you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael, regardless of where the Aron Kodesh is. It means the Aron Kodesh is not the koveya which way you face. The koveya of which way you face is Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, it is wrong to daven with your back to the Aron Kodesh. So that if the Aron Kodesh is situated in a way that the only way to daven properly is to daven with your back to it, there you don't have a choice and you're really not supposed to. But if the Aron Kodesh is just a little bit off to the side, the halacha is that you should face the right position to be facing Eretz Yisrael, or in Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. If the entire tzibur is davening towards the Aron Kodesh, just you know better than everybody, and you feel that the way to daven, which would really be towards Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim, is off to the side. You should not daven differently than everybody else. The Mishneh Berurah points out that a person should not go and daven totally in a different direction. What you could do, though, is you can move a little bit to the side, but completely different than the way that the entire tzibur is davening, you're not supposed to. Now, what happens if someone started davening and then realizes he's facing the wrong direction? He should not start walking in the middle of it. He can change the direction that his face is pointing, but he would not, I mean, he can turn his head, but he should not actually walk. You're not supposed to be Oka Raglov in the middle of Shmona Esrei. The Prima Gaddim speculates that if the entire tzibur is facing the right direction, and you, by mistake, daven facing the wrong direction, there you're actually in the middle of Shmona Esrei, allowed to go and move yourself. Now, the issue of which side to put the rav of the shul on, very interesting. The Mishneh Berurah points out that it really, really depends on which way the shul is davening. That means if the proper way to face would be a little bit to the south, and the shul is not, the Aron Kodesh is not that way. So if the rav of the shul is going to be facing in a way that if he faces south, it'll be towards the Aron Kodesh, that would be better. Therefore, you're better off having the rav of the shul on the north side of the Aron Kodesh as opposed to the southern side. Otherwise, you could have him on the other side too. The Mishneh Berurah also brings down that when there is no question of which way he should also, yes, based on the Levush, if everyone is facing a bit southward because they're situated northwest of Yerushalayim, or of Eretz Yisrael, so there, Memela, everyone's facing south anyway, so you're also Makayim, the halach of Harotza Lahachkin Yadrib. Now, otherwise, the Mishneh Berurah says that it's right to put the Rav on the right side of the Aron Kodesh. Now we go further. Misha Rotza Lakayim Amoram, Harotza Lahashir Yatspin, O Lahachkin Yadrib. If someone wants to Makayim that Maimer Chazal, that you should face north or south depending on what's more important to you, whether you want wealth or chachma. Mikol mokom yitzadei panov lemizrach. The Ramos shita is that your body would face north or south, and your face would face east. Lamaisa, the poskim disagree. The poskim say that that what you do is you actually have your body facing Mizrach and you have your head facing Tzofen or Dorim to be Mekayim, the Yatspin or the Yadrin.